Here's some Stoke FM news for Thursday, May 4th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. Ducking off the Nels Nelson Trail behind the Railway Museum on a hot spring day, turning to a leafy, shaded path leading to a stream. It's a calm, peaceful, cool place to contemplate a crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people. 16 red dresses of all sizes hang high in the green trees, blowing gently in the wind.
And it's really pretty too. If there's a slight wind, it's like the spirits are dancing. So it's beautiful. And we're just here to bring awareness and to really show our support to the families of these murdered or missing women, and to know that we are aware and that we are going to fight for their voices to be heard. A lot of times, if an Indigenous woman or girl has been murdered or missing, it's just sort of unfortunately brushed to the side within the Justice Department, and I think that just needs to change. And slowly but surely, I think we're going to make an impact on that. I am Jessica Stewartson. I am a proud band member from Bengway Niashi Anishinaabeg in Northern Ontario. I currently work for the school district as the Indigenous Student Advocate.
I'm Nicole Rock, and I work with Community Connections Revelstoke Society and at the Revelstoke Women's Centre.
So we have 8 bios of missing or murdered Indigenous women, and the schools hopefully will bring some of the students here, and they're to go around and read the bios. And the bios are just of people, as women, as mothers, as daughters, and just to find the connection between them and maybe somebody that they might know. And then over here we have a little a rock pit with river stones where people could leave a message. Maybe it's more personal, but maybe just giving hope and awareness to what's going on. And then also we'll have a line here, and we'll have little red cutout dresses that the community has come forward and offered their assistance to cut out these red dresses. So we're super grateful for that. And then the students or people in general could just leave a message hanging up there as well.
And you mentioned the bios that are on the tree of the different women. They are just to explain who these women are as people. To show people that they're, you know, just like anyone, and that if they go missing, we need to pay attention to that. And I guess that's kind of the whole intent of the Red Dress campaign, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So these bios are mothers, their daughters, their students, their sisters, and they're just living a normal life. And unfortunately, they were either murdered or had gone missing. And I want to say like 98% of these cases are unsolved. And I think that's really, really unfortunate and sad for the families to not have that closure. So Jamie Black is a Métis artist, and she's the one that started the Red Dress project. And she chose the red dress because she heard from somebody that the color red is the only color that spirits can see. And when you see it up in the trees on the contrast of the browns and the greens, it's really impactful, and it's really beautiful to see. You know, these women didn't do anything wrong. They all were going to school. They were all just taking care of their kids. We have a beautiful artist up there. And they're just all regular, beautiful women. And it's sad that they're posted on these trees, for sure. Mm-hmm.
There's quite significant numbers as well of the women and children and folks who have went missing. And I think that really speaks to how alarming this is here in British Columbia as well. And we do have like dresses around that are smaller sizes as well to signify kind of like the variety of ages of women and girls as well.
Some of these stories, girls were missing for 3 weeks before there was a call out that they, a report that they were even missing. And unfortunately, I believe at that time it might be too late. And I think if we just are all aware of that part of their story, that they weren't treated as equals to other races, that maybe some of these women would be still here or found or had closure to their families. So I think that's really what we're trying to get a message out, is to really change the system in supporting these families when they say that they know somebody who has gone missing.
So we've had lots of great help from individuals in the community in cutting out red dresses. We have a display of them at the Revelstoke Women's Center in all of the windows, and we're hoping that if some communities and businesses downtown would like to be involved, that they can also do the same and to just show their support and awareness for this coming Friday, May 5th.
So this year, the Indigenous Education Department at the elementary schools and at the high school has decided that this will be our monthly district project. And the teachers could bring their class here at any time. We have books in place. We have a lot of resources to give them to talk about the students beforehand and to bring them here and just to show them the impact that these dresses make up here. And they'll be able to write on a stone or a red dress to show some words of support and love. And we're really excited to get the schools involved this year.
And why do you think it's important to teach younger people about this?
Well, like anything, they're the next generation. And I think as they grow and they could use their voice, and a lot of these students are going to become police officers or judges or lawyers, and hopefully with a kinder heart, and racism is not a part of their life. So just to show that, you know, this is happening still. It's been happening for the last 60 years, and it's still happening. So let's try to put an end to it.
And what do you think is the impact of bringing students here to this beautiful setting and this beautiful display of something that is quite ugly in our society, rather than just learning about it in a classroom?
I think when you're bringing the kids out into nature in general, you get so much more,
almost like a connectedness, just to, it's just really quiet in here. And I think that me and Jessica even had some reflective time yesterday while we were putting everything up, where we really just got to understand the impact. And I think that as well, children, this is a very different learning environment than being in a classroom, maybe, for something that's so significant.
It's missed. I think we need to bring the kids outdoors more often and learning, whether it's about hunting or fishing, and still learning about our causes that are happening in the world. So the Red Dress campaign will be available to everybody to come and walk through from May 5th to May 26th. So it will be here for about 3 weeks. And yeah, we ask the community to come in and show their support and leave a message if they feel to, or just come and take a walk and learn about these beautiful women.
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.